Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 26th of January, 2021, pod number 734. Hope you're well. Spurs are on their way to Wembley. I told you, didn't I call it perfectly. Later back Tottenham, be a struggle, be a grind, ending up having to bring on all the big guns against Wigan because the ones on the pitch were garbage. A good bit of banter as I was laying into Harry Winks. He is shit, by the way. And then, amazing, Mystic, as we were having the discussion and few people getting involved, Lee Staniland goes, he'll probably win the game now with a 30-yarder. And literally, as it appeared on my Twitter, Winks curls it in from outside the box. But a good bit of fun. I did enjoy the best tweet of the night was, I can't remember who put it, that Winks' first one that went out the stadium was the sighter. Did make me laugh. He is absolute garbage. Him and Davison Sanchez are two of the worst players I've seen in Spurs shirts, and I've seen some shite. Let's deal with some fallout from yesterday's pod. What have I got? Let me tell you about my night. Now I'm going to tell you about my night. Now you'll all turn off after this. There was quite a bit of football yesterday. Obviously, watched the Spurs game. Had to do the results up for Ultimate because obviously we got to do the process this morning. So I watched the Spurs game, let the Porto game finish, sat and did that. Got into the Corinthians game then because I had a bet in that. So ended up going to bed about 1 o'clock. I've been a big sort of goal of mine at New Year, Christmas time, was to get more sleep this year and to sleep better. Obviously, I think those of you who've been following me for a long time now, I have some ridiculous hours. Not always because I want to, just because I wake up, and then I'm one of those that when I wake up, I can't get back to sleep and I can't just lie around. Never have been able to. So I did make a conscious effort to try and change my life and to sleep better. Better ways of winding down, less screens. And to be fair, it's worked. I've definitely been getting more sleep. The easiest way for you guys to see FDD, I used to do it at 3-4 in the morning. Now it's normally 6-6, something like that. So last night, watched the Corinthians game. And those of you on FDD will notice that the sheets are up about 3:30 this morning. Went to sleep just after 1. Woke up, I don't know, it felt like I'd been there 5 minutes, but I'm going to say it was around 2:30, to the most horrific noise. It was like a dog being strangled. And I thought instantly, fuck, somebody's broken in the house and they've fucking got hold of the dog. Right, the dog's obviously gone over to them and they've... So, don't fear it. None of this cowering. Straight up, down the stairs. I am ready for the FTS headbutt. I'm ready to go. Bang, go into the room where the dog sleeps. Dog's there. Dog looks at me like I'm a lunatic. What are you doing? It's the middle of the night. So I thought, right, well, it's not the dog. Check the back doors. The house all right. Check the front doors. So I can hear this noise and I'm thinking, well, somebody must be outside then, flipping, mauling a dog. So you sort of go silent, don't you? Stop, try and tune into what direction the sound's coming from. I thought it's coming from out the back there. So I went out. We've got some big bifold doors. I went out to the bifold doors. Got a torch that I take for walking the dog at night and sort of shined that through. And there's a fox stood in the middle of the garden, only literally 10 yards away. And he's just standing there, quite a big fox. And he's just standing there, but he's not making any noise. He's not the one, the noise is going on, but he's not making it. And I thought, he must have got hold of a cat or something here and he's maimed the cat. And the flipping cat's in one of the bushes or something, squealing. Anyway, with that, he doesn't move. He just, bold as brass, just stands there. With that, out of the bushes comes ahead another fox. And this fox has got his teeth baring and is the source of the noise. And I'm thinking they've either had a fight or it's a cub crying or something. Real shrieky, horrible noise. Anyway, it wasn't. It was a female fox, and they just stood shagging on my lawn in front of me about 10 yards out. That's it. And he was looking at me like, jack of all trades, look at me, son, this is what you do. And they finished up and fucked off, and I thought, marvellous, I can't unsee that now. So I did FDD instead. So that was my night. I didn't sleep. I didn't go back to bed. Just thought, then bloody fox. I thought, I hope he's not a randy bugger and that doesn't become a nightly ritual. What a dreadful noise she was making. Flipping heck. No woman's ever made a noise like that when I'm around, that's for certain. Right. Right, that's it. Probably didn't want to know all that, did you? There you go. Right, let's deal with some fallout from yesterday. I should write these down. I don't. Obviously, there's people who like the pod. Great. Let's start with the nonsense one. I stated yesterday that I can't remember what I said. I should have written this down. But I opened up something like that I haven't denied that COVID has an effect. All I've said is I've got no proof, and I doubt we'll ever have proof to pinpoint exactly the effect of COVID on football and grounds. Somebody emailed me and said that I did definitely say that COVID wasn't having an effect. Absolute lie. See, this is where people just invent things. Absolute, complete and utter lie, because I've never, ever, ever said that. If I said it, send me the exact podcast episode and the minute where I said football's completely normal and COVID has had no effect, because I never, ever said that. What I said was that people rush, and I've always said it, people rush to find an excuses, and at the minute it's all too easy. People are doing it after 100 games. COVID's fucked football, it's never going to be the same, blah, blah, blah. All I've said is, we've got, you know, prices will move, it'll be factored in. It's a difficult, very, very difficult thing with all our life. When this is over, every aspect of life, you know, as I said before, there'll be inquiry into the effects on life in general of this thing, and whether this is all right or wrong. And certainly, a lot of that is a much bigger concern than what sport's going on, to be fair. I mean, for those of us who want some sanity, sport is great, but there are lots of people dying all over the world, which I think we should focus on a little bit more. But I never said it, so don't start spouting fake bollocks, because I never said that COVID is not having an effect. What I said was, I can't quantify it, and is it as much down to other football, playing too much football, as opposed to crowds not being there? I think when you look at what Liverpool and City have done, I think that's more of an outlier than what's going on now. Teams getting 100 odd points is ridiculous. If you look at Leicester now, Leicester have got more points now in the same number of games than they had when they won the title. That's a more normal scenario for me over the years than what's gone on with City and Liverpool. So that's all I've said, and I will do some analysis of it when I get time and have a look. And an FTS member sent me some stuff to look at, which I'm going to try and get to over the next couple of days. But even then, if we say, oh, there's less goals, there's less percentage of home wins, whatever, we still can't say it's because there's no crowds. It might be because of the volume of football and being played into a short season. That's all I said. And on the point of fake news, see, that led me, this got me angry. And then in the night, because I was up, I started reading about this vaccine. I browsed Twitter and that, and I saw something about the vaccine. FTS member again, saying that the vaccine, don't take it, it messes with your DNA. Bollocks. Complete and utter, once again, complete and utter bollocks. Again, if you're going to make statements like that in public, send the evidence. I'm happy to have a look at it. Breaking the Nuremberg Code, it messes with your DNA. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. mRNA vaccines do not at all get into the nucleus where the DNA is. That's an absolute fact. I've researched it, read it. I spent about an hour and a half overnight reading it. Fake news, fake bollocks to suit your thing. Stop it. Stop the bollocks. There, stop talking shite. Right, that's that bit done. So that was that one. Somebody else said that they didn't feel... I don't know whether this is a valid point or not, because I do know I go off on tangents. That they didn't feel that the topic of the pod, which I can't remember what my exact... let's have a look. What was the exact topic of the pod as I listed it? Managing difficult times, something like that. Hang on a minute. I've got some notes in Dropbox. If I can find them, would be handy. Mind? Should have prepared for this, shouldn't I? Should have prepared for it. The topic of the pod yesterday was managing difficult times. Yes, it was. See, I did know it there. It was only yesterday. Dreadful, wasn't it? And they felt that whilst the pod was good, they didn't criticise the pod, but they didn't feel it tackled the subject of managing difficult times. I'm sorry if you feel like that. I can't keep banging emails back and forwards about stuff like this. I might as well cover it, because if there's others who feel like that, then fine. I think it does. That's my view, because I think if you get a better understanding, if you've got a proper setup process and a better understanding of the numbers involved, then you're better equipped to know what's coming or what is potentially can happen. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying there's not moments of pain, and I'm going to cover that in future podcasts where maybe this will all bind together a bit better. But I do think that the things that I've talked about in weeks 1, 2, 3 do lead into helping you manage difficult times. And it is always, as I'm going to say, a mindset issue. And I think if you're more aware of process rather than individual results and numbers involved and understand those percentages. I mean, I'll give you an example. Somebody in the Zoom group, which will come up in one of the pods, talked about a 30% win ROI. I mean, it's just impossible. It's unsustainable long term, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know the form of the bets, but if you're doing that, then send me the system, send me the details. I'll bet them at no risk to you, and you'll be a millionaire in a year, 2 years' time. But there we go. So that was that one, and there was one other one which I can't remember now. See, I should have written these down. It was the fake news, the didn't felt it covered it, and there was something else, which I genuinely can't remember, but it'll come to me over the week and I'll cover it in next week's one. I am aware that, you know, I did say I'm going to try and keep them bite-sized, and I am aware I do go on, you know, a couple of people said a bit too long. Yep, I get that. I you know, that's me. I can't help it. I do get involved in these things and passionate about them, and you get carried away talking. But I think in general, I think there'll be a positive for a lot of people, and that's really what I'm after, and their minds are sod off. Right, there we go. Oh, Spurs are going to duff them old toffees up. We're going to give them a right old hiding. They are going to get a right old shunting. Right, Ultimate has been posted. Everything else is done. Genuinely, I had something else I wanted to tell you today. I'm a shower again, absolute shower. See, no sleep. See what difference it does to you. I have got a book for you. I've just started. I think it was an FTS member who recommended this guy to me. And I'm not finished this book, but I'm enjoying it, so I'll give it to you. It's a guy called, I thought it was a joke when the guy sent it to me, Zig Ziglar. I kept thinking of Zig and Zag, that puppets or whatever they were. Zig Ziglar. And the one I'm reading is See You at the Top. He's got quite a few. I'm going to work my way through them. But See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. Just as a sort of opening on the first page or the first parts, section one, it opens up Stairway to the Top. And it's got four purposes. One is to open your mind, stir your imagination and make you think. One is to identify the things you want in life and chart a course of action to get them, a bit like I was talking about in week one of the pod and at New Year's time. Three is to arouse the sleeping giant inside you. I've done that. And four is to assist you in recognizing and overcoming your loser's limps. There you go, loser's limps. Load of limp losers. That's that. Chrissy's nap of the day today. West Brom v Man City. I've put in the Telegram group. I think he's become a degenerate alcoholic. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If that comes in, I am getting a job. If West Brom beat Man City, I'm getting a job. Horses I'm going to look at the end of the month. There was something else. You see, I spoke. You see, speak to buy a bit of time just to, while I try and think of what this other thing was, but I can't think of it. No, I genuinely can't think of it. No. Oh, Ultimate members, I've uploaded the pivot tables as well. Carlos, who does those for us, really sorry, Carlos. He did do them. He did email me. I forgot all about them. I then mentioned it on Saturday, and then I forgot again by this morning. I've uploaded those, so they're up to the Christmas games in the Ultimate Members area, those pivot table files, which some find quite useful. And thank you again to Carlos for doing them for us. Much appreciated. Right, that's it, guys. I've got some football. That's what it's all about. That's all you want. It's the football. This is an absolute shower. Kevin Kelly will be laughing, giving me all sorts of stick here. I think it's Suggsy. I said when this virus, I think it's just turning everyone into raving lunatics. My sister-in-law texted last night. She said she's really struggling with lockdown. I'm sure a lot of people are. I think the grey days, the bleakness of it, nothing to look forward to. Those of us who like holidays, we can't really look and book anything. You don't know where you're going to be able to go or when. So I do get it all a bit depressing, but I think it's turning people into raving lunatics. I said in my one of my WhatsApps last night, we're going to call it, it'll be Suggsy syndrome. People making ridiculous statements, they'll look back in 100 years going, well, that must have been a tough period to go through, all that pandemic lockdown, and aside that they got Suggsy syndrome, making absolute ridiculous statements, all of them. Kevin Kelly's talking about West Ham winning the double, and all. It's just, the world is full of lunatics. We need vaccines for everything. Get them, jab me again. mRNA, does it deal with DNA? Let me know. Send me inconclusive, none of you YouTube fucking lunatics, irrefutable, I'll get the word out, irrefutable evidence. There, let us read it. If it's there, if I've missed it, send it to me. Right, football, that's it, that's what I was going to do. I know I was going to do something. Absolute showering. Right. And fill your boots with over 2.5 at Burton Albion, Shrewsbury, English League One. Fill your boots. Burton, over 2.5. Drip it in through the first 5-10 minutes. Trade on goals. What I tend to do if a goal goes in is I'll stay in and hope to get the second one before it gets to my entry price. If it gets to my entry price, still 1-0, I can exit for scratch. If we get the second half goal, that second goal, we can remove our liability. You've got a nice freebie then to shoot for the stars in the last one. So you've got that one. And I had a little thirsty half number as well for you. Little thirsty half number. Osnabrück versus Greuther Fürth. Late first half goal, 30-35 minutes onwards. If there hasn't been a goal at Osnabrück, again, jump in, fill your boots. We had the old, had a little one last night, didn't we, in the old Telegram group? Young Ajax, nice little late goal. I think a few of you nipped a few quid there, didn't you? I had a reasonable bet on it, but a few of you I know nicked a few quid. Nicely done. Right, that's it. That's all I've got. Apologies. I think I'm a bit tired today. I think those foxes have done me. It's foxes, see? Leicester City in the garden. Foxes are absolutely flipping killing me. Absolutely killing me, foxes. Killing me softly with foxes. That's not even good, is it? Dreadful. Right, I'm out of here. What an absolute shower. Right, have a good, what is it, Tuesday. Have a good Tuesday. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And I might have thought of what I was meant to say. Ciao.